If you're telling me that I got to miss OU Texas or something like that to watch it on a big screen TV,
mm-hmm.
dude, there ain't no way that's happening. There is not enough money for you to pay me to skip that game.
I like going to games.
Who's this?
Al Michaels.
Oh, hey, Al.
I like football.
You do?
Yeah, I like football. I like the Dolphins.
Yeah?
Seahawks.
Who else?
Gerald Sensabaugh.
Yeah?
And Rashard Mendenhall. So, yes, I like going to games.
What's your favorite books of the Bible?
Is your favorite
Ezekiel?
Song Rainbow Connection, Kermit?
Paul? Do you like the book of Paul?
I like Paul? Yeah, the Rainbow Connection. Mm-hmm. Good song. I'm not really sure why there are so many songs
right.
about rainbows and Gerald Sensabaugh.
There's none about Gerald Sensabaugh.
I think
actually.
There may be one come ticket stock time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I enjoy your work, Danny.
You ever been to ticket stock?
Thanks, Al.
You know, I have never been to ticket stock. No, I have not.
Well, you're invited this year.
Oh, good.
We'd love to have you out.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll come out and maybe I'll sing a song.
Sure.
Do you know Rush Limbaugh?
No. No, I do not know. I sounded like Norm. No. But I do like football, and I do like going to games.
All right, back me up here.
On NBC.
Back me up here.
Thank you, Groobs.
Because we're doing this story because the Goose says that NFL attendance is down. Don't you think that there, no matter what, when it comes down to it, there are people that like going to sporting events and people that like watching it on TV. The people
yes.
that like the atmosphere, the tailgating.
Yes.
Whether it's a college game or a pro game, they like everything about it. Or you just don't. Mike, he just doesn't like it.
I know a lot of people like Mike that don't like going to games.
Yeah.
But I also think there are people who like going to games, who have traditionally liked going to games. But I think we're close to the tipping point. How do you afford NFL tickets?
You know what you do? I think most of the people out there, outside of the season ticket holders, in Dallas at least, that they save up. Like, they will save up every cent to go to one game. And there's enough.
That's their vacation money.
And yes. And,
that's their vacation.
There's enough people out there to make that work for an eight-game season. They can find enough people that don't make very much money, but that they save up everything to go to those games.
Yeah. And they'll have a little extra left over to purchase a leaf blower.
I have a leaf blower.
Oh, what are you what's the insinuation there?
Well, it just seems like a smart purchase.
Well, it's fall.
Right.
Football season, so you want to get rid of those leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
As quick as possible. You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
As long as that's where you're going with it.
Not really.
But I mean,
okay, but how many season ticket holders at the Death Star? They've got, what, 40 to 50,000 season
probably,
ticket holders?
Yeah.
How could they find that many that can do the seat licenses and...
Dude, we're in Dallas.
Four tickets.
The money is
We have
incredible.
More billionaires here than anywhere else.
Yeah.
And billionaires like football, Al.
And they don't care
That's true, and I like football, too.
And they don't care what they spend.
In fact, I'm doing the Super Bowl.
Oh, you are?
Yes, it's on NBC.
Who's your partner?
Chris Collinsworth.
You fired up about it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a quality game. You know, I think the Patriots are certainly no stranger to this game, and it's a rematch of what we had 4 years ago.
Right.
Do you like your partner?
Collinsworth? Yeah, I like him. Mm-hmm.
Why?
I would probably rather work with somebody like Ralph the piano player, but I like Chris. On NBC.
You're right. Now, don't forget, NBC.
Outstanding.
Let's keep plugging them.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Al.
We late?
No.
We're right on time.
We're never late.
We're ready to go.
All right, community quick hits are on the way.
Something is being done in Arlington. I like to call it the impossible dream. We'll discuss it.
Now, don't forget, tomorrow we will be out.
but it was long ago.
At Modia Home Theater.
Janie was mine and she was the queen of my life. I don't know the rest of the words to this song.
That's okay. He walked away. He had a gig.
It's too bad.
I'm his brother.
Hal.
Hal Michaels?
It's nice to meet you. I'm Hal Michaels. I'm the singing talented one in the family. Against the wind.
I guess I've never listened to the words.
A lot of Rocco references.
Like the Beatles, isn't it?
All right, then it's definitely not new. 6:13 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. It is Guys Night Out at Tailgaters here in Frisco. The Tollway and Warren Parkway. The entire ticket team is here. This place just opened hours ago. It is amazing that they cut it that close, but they're up and running and serving food and cold drinks. And we've got roundtables commencing now. I'm Junior, and I'm the designated captain for this first roundtable.
Yes.
And so my first item of business is to name my second in command, and I'm going to designate Corby as the second in command.
Thank you.
In case something happens to me during the roundtable, Corby will take over.
If now, Junior is killed.
Now, my second item of business is to designate my second in command. So if something happens to Corby after something happens to me, I'm going to put Bob in charge.
Yes!
And that is only because he's a little more well-dressed than you, Norm. But, Norm, you are fourth in command. So if I'm killed, Corby's killed, and Bob is killed during this roundtable, Norm, you're in charge.
So the whole plane has to go down and I have to survive for me to eventually...
Yes.
All right.
Could happen,
wait a minute.
Though. Be on guard.
Wait a minute, Corby. Wait a minute, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Corby, pay off, Junior. Look at the way this is listed on Cat's chart. Okay, Corby's listed as host number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you busted us. We had a prearranged deal. He came to me before the roundtable and said, man, I want to be second
dying.
In command.
I'm dying to
please
be second in command.
Please name me. So I did. I'm sorry.
Have you ever wondered why Cat puts out host number 1 and then Marquette. Designates 2, 3, and 4?
Morale.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, but shouldn't Corby be dissed by this whole thing? He's 4?
Well, yeah, but he'll get to like move up as the night goes on, and he'll feel like he's progressing in his
career.
Like
I've done so well.
Are you sure?
Within the course of my round table that I've made it to number 1.
Yes, Norm.
Bob.
Norm?
Uh-oh.
Yes?
Bob.
Groobs is taking over the show.
Can't do this.
All right, are you guys all on the same flight on Sunday?
Yes.
No, we come up Monday.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are. Bob,
you're on like
radio.
The 1 o'clock flight or something?
Yeah.
Ish.
Okay, because I got confused and I booked an earlier flight, like the 10:55 flight, so I'm the only one on that.
That's awesome.
So I was kind of hoping that everyone else's plane would go down except mine, and then I could stand and give a really cool eulogy for you all.
And then you could work from 5:30 in the morning until 7 at night every day, all day long.
That'd be great. What a dream. And then I could talk about what a cruel twist of fate it was that I accidentally chose the other flight, you know? I'm just saying, if you guys were all together, but now,
well, but
now
not.
It's ruined.
We're not.
Now it's ruined. I'll tell you what, if they're playing, if Bob and Donovan and Norm and Dan's plane go down, oh, and Mike's on it too. So if those guys all go down, then me and you and George and Gordo, we can all...
Spread out through the day.
Well, okay. Yeah, we can spread, and we can ride her to... I'm more concerned about the funeral.
Yeah, you could have longer air shifts.
You've got a real short-term perspective on this.
I do. I'm just worried about...
You're not thinking past the funeral.
How to bury you people.
You know, we were talking the other day about Joe Paterno being buried with
Shut up, Groobs!
Being buried with his glasses.
Yeah.
And even though I don't wear glasses too often, I would like to be buried with my glasses. And my idea is,
I want to be in the coffin with my glasses on and those baseball outfielder flip-down shades. And then right before they close the lid, I want them to flip the shades down. And that's how I want to be buried.
You're an idiot.
That's my send-off.
I'm not comfortable with the people being buried in their glasses. Even though it's, you know, it's what you remember them as. Like, my grandpa was buried in his glasses. And I thought it looked so cheap.
It's you know weird. What it's particularly alarming is, like, when an archaeologist cracks open their crypt and it's just a skeleton wearing glasses.
Then yeah.
Think about how really unsettling that would be.
Huh?
I think someone's calling you. I'm tired of yelling.
Will you ask Bob whatever you want to ask him so we can get on with the segment?
Huh?
Yes, Norm. Well, at least some of the audio's made it over to the new place.
Not much.
Very little.
That's exciting.
So, Corby, I heard you an hour ago talking about Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
And I think this is a fascinating topic.
Yeah.
Norm, you've been around here for a long time. Bob, you've been around sports for a long time. Can you guys ever remember seeing a guy that cared less? Go through the motions like this, produce so little from a guy who so much was expected out of.
Man, and you see him on the bench too, and he's just sitting there, head in hands, and just kind of looking off into space. If the play is right there in front of him, he doesn't really clap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he never gets mad to the point where he's yelling at somebody or the refs or whatever. He's just, it's almost like that he's had a lobotomy or something like that.
Did you notice when the ball doesn't get swung his way, you know, like he'll have his hands up thinking he's about to get a pass, and when he doesn't, he just drops his hands and slumps his shoulders and just kind of stands there. He's not going to move without the ball. He's just going to stand there and sulk.
I don't think the hard line should rule out the buyout quite like they were. First, his salary is not anywhere near, I think, where you guys had it.
What is it?
I think it's about 8.5. And then it's prorated for the lockout and for what remains of this season.
So it's not that much.
I think you're talking $4 million. And
I thought he was like a $15 million guy or something.
I'm not saying it's soon, but if you're sitting here, like you said, a month from now, there's no doubt they just waive him. I don't have any doubt of that at all. I mean, he's a player option for next year, a team option, mm-hmm. excuse me. And if they have no intention of picking him up, which, by the way, would be at a pretty fair number if he's actually playing. I think it's another 8 or something like that. I think waiver is the next obvious move if they just decide.
Can't you call the Lakers?
You can't come around on this. No, you know what?
You want him back?
No, there is something in the CBA that prohibits a trade back to the team like in less than a year.
What about the Clippers? He spent some time there. Let's give him there. Let's go Lamar Odom for Blake Griffin.
There's no doubt that if he were wearing a Lakers uniform right now, he would be into it, right?
Averaging 15-10.
Yeah, he had that offseason tragedy, but the real tragedy to him is that he's not playing with the Lakers.
Okay, then why was he a little bitch and was like, you were going to what? You were going to trade me for Chris Paul? Well, that's it. I went out. And then the next day, he's out.
Because he never thought he was really going to be out, I don't think.
Isn't that whole story, though, don't you still feel like we don't really totally know what was going on in early December? Because no one's ever explained why the Lakers traded him for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, people were like, oh, well, money. You know, I mean, money. Well, is really?
Now the Lakers got that gigantic trade exception from Mavericks.
Right.
And they can use that later this year, trade title. So they've got a very usable chip for Odom, plus all that money saved.
Yeah, but you also have, we need to go in now because I'm getting old Kobe, who just saw you trade a key part for the concept of what might be available in March.
Right.
I don't think Kobe is down with that at all, especially given his public statements.
I'll give you another feeling. Have you seen the Lakers play? Have you seen Josh McRoberts?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's starting to develop. I think the Lakers looked at Odom and said, he's complaining, I can get a trade ship, I'd like to give McRoberts minutes, and they pulled the trigger.
Josh McRoberts is not sixth man of the year quality, though.
He's not a bad player.
Okay, but when you say he's not, I'm not saying he's a bad player, but even your description of he's not a bad player compared to where Lamar Odom was last year, I mean, you got nothing.
I think he's a guy. I think McRoberts is a rotation guy, but Lamar Odom was really good not very long ago. In fact, I swear, 2 months ago. It's amazing. I remember a couple years ago, and we talked about this on our show one day, just this conversation about Lamar Odom was it Steve Kerr or somebody was talking about him. But they were just talking about his fascination and his real demand that he has to play by the ocean. And when they started going through the possibilities, like in free agency or where he might end up, there were two cities that he would play in with some level of happiness or fulfillment, and it was Miami or L.A. Uh-huh. And he's managed to do that his entire career until December. Like, he played with the Clippers, then the Heat, and free agency, he needed to be by a beach, and then went to the Lakers in the Shaq trade.
So the Trinity doesn't do it for him?
Apparently, it's not quite the same.
You know what? I don't think we've taken him out to the spillway at White Rock, though.
Well,
That's pretty awesome. Especially now with the rain.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Let me give you another possibility. I think the Lakers realized the Mavericks would not pick up the option of Lamar Odom. And that the Lakers would have the option after the year of picking him up at, I believe, $9 million. Or picking him up at way lower than that when he wanted to come back to L.A. Mm-hmm. I think they gave up Odom for maybe 3 or 3.5 months, realizing we can get him back next year at maybe a third of the contract.
Well, then they're genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you know what, guys?
I think the whole time they're trying to get Dwight Howard. They're trying to do this and that. I don't know. I don't feel like Lamar Odom is a real priority for them or the Mavs.
Oh, I don't either, Bob. You know? But if you can get him back at a real cheap price in the offseason, you know what Odom looks to me like sometimes? I think there are probably stretches he cares a little bit. But he looks like a guy who's been sentenced to 120 days in an Arkansas jail.
Yes.
And some days are pretty good, and other days he says...
But he's not with the Pacers.
He's in his room marking off days.
I got 80 days left.
I got 80 days.
Well, I think of like when Sean Marion was sent from Toronto to... Or, heck, when he went to Toronto. But when he went from Toronto to Miami, you're just serving your time so you can get out of there. Because Miami was horrendous that year. In fact, Sean Marion was on the cover of their media guide. Was it like 09 or something like that?
Yeah, but these are the champs.
He's coming to the defending champ, and it really seems weird to me. But at the same time, and we talked about this yesterday with Dirk and just the whole Mavericks conversation, once they made their decisions in December, and I understand Cubes and Donnie all having this grand vision, but for the guys who actually play, like 10 of them know that they're not part of the next Mavericks team.
Right.
So they're all, I mean, when you talk about last year, you had 6 free agents, but they did not play like free agents. They played like a team that really was selling out for each other and wanted to win a title. This year, on some level, you have a bunch of guys who are, even Jason Terry, who is as much a core of this thing as anyone, but he's playing for his next gig. Because he knows if the Mavericks have their way, he's not in their plans moving forward, which...
Yeah, but don't throw him in that bunch because...
No, I'm not saying he's going through the motions. I'm saying in the back of his head, he has to know he's here till April.
But you also
maybe May.
You also got guys that even though they're on a you want to answer, Norm?
I'm so tired of Grooves right now. But honestly...
But with Delonte West and Vince Carter and, you know, Lamar Odom for that matter, maybe throwing Vince and Delonte a little... Those are guys without a ring. So... You would think, despite the fact that they know that they're free the very next year, they look at this as an opportunity maybe to steal one and then move on, and you created your legacy forever. And so they will work hard. And they are working hard, it seems like.
I think you're stereotyping Delonte West, just looking at him and saying he's going to steal a ring. And that offends me.
You know what? If there was anybody that was going to steal a ring last night, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he bum-rushed the stage.
You know what I found really interesting in last night's game? That Carlisle might have reached the point where he said, I've had it up to here.
Yeah.
The last 19 and a half minutes, Odom sits the bench as Carlisle runs any assortment of other human beings out there.
Everybody.
And then after the game... Carlisle made one of those telling read-between-the-line statements. He said, my assumption yeah. is that he cares about the team. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Would he say that about Jet Terry?
I think the other thing.
No, Marion, no. When he says, my assumption, wow, there was a giant crack in the door left open there.
I think the other thing, Snake, is you're kind of looking at the NBA players' goals through, like, the eyes of Dirk. I think for franchise guys, yeah, they want to win that ring. I think for your average NBA player, job security.
Yeah,
and knowing,
paycheck.
I don't feel like Delonte West needs to seal his legacy around the league. I think he needs to know, you know, what his next 3 years are going
to
be like.
He wants to make more than $800,000 a year.
Right.
That can't feed his family right now.
Well, you know, I mean, we love the Dirk story, but to say that every guy has this, I mean, you put it out there.
You're right.
A $10 million deal or a ring, I mean, that isn't a hard choice.
No.
Well, this morning we were talking about athletes that have come through this town that or barely made it here or refused to come here. Kiki Vandeweghe, Lee Mazzilli, those kind of guys. This about takes the cake for me. I mean, Kiki just never wanted to be here, and some other guys refused to show up. But of the guys who have had a lot of talent, who have reported for duty, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. A guy so depressed, so down in the dumps, so not wanting to be here. It's amazing.
What a baby, too.
From afar, the Dantley story was interesting.
Yeah.
Just
that was close.
I wasn't here, but I remember he couldn't wait to get that over with.
That was very close, but even Dantley shot 50% from the field and 15 points. I mean, he at least contributed a little bit.
You know, the interesting thing, though, is as you guys pointed out, a lot of those people didn't want to play here because they thought, man, that's a running sewer.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to get in that thing. You're joining a really good basketball team.
I know.
Where you get treated so well by the owner.
Yeah.
The fans love the place. You're sold out every night.
Yep.
And let's say you're sentenced to 120 days here.
Big deal. It's not a bad place to live.
It's not a bad place to be sentenced.
He's really a weird dude. I mean, you just look at how he takes care of himself. You look at his body definition. I mean, you just look at his motivations in life. He's a strange dude.
Okay, let me ask the last question.
All right.
You decide that ain't going to get it done. Would you call the Phoenix Suns and say, we'll give you the contract of Lamar Odom and Roddy Bobois for the rights to Steve Nash to play out this season? Would you do that? Carter then slides down and plays almost exclusively small forward. You've got to depend on Brendan Wright some at the backup at the four. But would you do that?
So your points are Nash and Kidd.
Who starts, or do you have Kidd at the two guard? Or
you there's all sorts of ways to do it. But would you do that?
That marksman.
Worst shooting two guard in NBA history. But who starts? Is Nash fine coming off the bench? Because I think that's a hard sell Kidd that he just led you to a title and you got to bench him.
I agree, but your four guards become Nash, Kidd, West, and Terry.
The concept of Nash sounds really good, but for basketball purposes, I don't see a fit. But
it's very awkward.
Now, if Kidd retired this past summer, I'm calling Nash.
Yeah.
That makes sense, but there's a level of old legs, bad on defense against point guards.
I'd still do it.
I know you would because you love Steve Nash.
No, because I'd like to get rid of Lamar Odom.
Have you seen Nash's game this year?
Mm-hmm.
At 38 years old?
Well, I'm
15 points, 10 assists a game, shooting over 50%.
He's useful.
If you're getting nothing from Rod, and I know it really doesn't make complete sense from a position standpoint, but if you're getting nothing from Lamar and whatever from Roddy, why not?
All right, let's see if the Mavericks, let's see if they can pull that trade off.
The next segment.
Okay. 6:31 on the ticket. A line change next here from Tailgaters in Frisco. Guys' night out, and you'll hear from George, Mike, Dan, and Gordo.
Well, it is 6:38 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and we are celebrating guys' night out here at Tailgaters in Frisco.
Yeah.
We got a round table cranked up here. It's me, Giorgio, along with the great Donovan.
Hey.
Ho.
Hey.
Ho.
Hey.
Ho. We got Rhines.
Yep.
And we got Dan McDowell.
Good afternoon, George. Thanks.
Dan McDowell. And we should mention, if you're on your way out here, just off the tollway on
Warren
Street, 7777
Warren
Parkway.
To the east.
7777 Warren Parkway, yes, just to the east of the parkway.
7-7-93-11.
You should mention, or we should mention the fact that there is a parking garage right behind this building. So if you can't find parking
that's
in front and to the side,
what about
go back to the parking garage.
That liquor
now,
store.
I want to point it out before we get too far into this thing.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Dan.
No, go ahead.
These gentlemen of the community over here have told me that they are down with me.
I'm with that. They should be.
But are they down with the down?
They're down with the down. They're down with the get down.
Where are they from?
I'm not. I don't know. They're from the community.
Plano.
They're from the community.
They say they're from Frisco.
From Frisco.
All right, let's see some Frisco gang signs.
That's no hood.
Let's throw it up.
Oh, throwing it up. All right.
He is throwing up the F is what he's doing. All right.
Well, f*** me.
I like that. I like the brothers here representing from Frisco.
All right, I'm sorry, Dan. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
I'm sorry.
No.
Something about parking?
No. Go ahead.
We need the north side represented because when you think of community and all that stuff, you automatically think south side.
Right.
We need some of this hood in the north side going down. Muck up this place around here so you can drive the white people even further north.
Yeah, right,
we'll have them in Oklahoma.
Up here.
Speaking of racial divisions, there are now 7 high schools, either, you know, like 9th and 10th or 11th and 12th here in the great town of Frisco. Not too long ago, about 20 years ago, there was just one. It was a 3A school,
yeah.
Frisco High School.
Right, and they were known as the Coons.
Yes. The Fighting Coons.
What are they known as now?
Donovan. They are now the Fighting Raccoons.
Yes.
So, Donovan, when you were growing up in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
did you even, number one, did you know where Frisco was? Had you ever heard of it?
No. No.
And see, it's this huge metropolitan area now.
San Francisco.
But had you heard of it, and had you heard that they were called the Frisco, what were they called again, Mike?
Coons.
Yeah. If they were called that, would you have been
no one's going to mark you,
in
George.
Any way offended?
Yeah. I don't
Look,
think
we
so.
Don't have
would you have thought of
we don't
thing
have
about
marking
it?
Capabilities Especially, these days.
Oh, that's
George.
True. We don't, do
Especially
we?
Especially growing up, no. No, I wouldn't have been offended by that. I mean, now, if I hear it now.
Would it make you a little tense?
If it was an all-black school, maybe.
It makes me tense to say it.
It was basically an all-white school.
I don't know what it is now.
That's
probably why you could get away with it, because it was all-white school. Now, if you call South Oak Cliff High School the Fighting Coons, then you got problems.
Oh. Yeah, did it soften the fact that they were the Fighting, what were they again, Ryan?
Yeah, they weren't docile.
I've said it twice already. Somebody else say it.
No, does it?
It makes me tense to say it.
Why does it make you tense?
Yeah, it's just we can't get away with that word anymore.
I got my friends in the community over there, you're my brother like no other.
That's the one thing you don't have to worry about. Don't worry about all that, dude. It's free speech. You can say anything you want.
No, you really can.
Yes, you can.
Some can, but not me.
There are just consequences and repercussions to everything that you say.
I know, and I don't want to face those consequences.
But you're not talking about someone. You're not looking over there and calling them that. So you don't worry about it. You know what you're talking about. Don't worry.
Craig Way used to always say it on the KRLD High School scoreboard.
You guys are worried about that.
And tonight, the Frisco Fighting.
Come on.
With a big win over Van Alstine.
But see, you're talking about Frisco. If you looked over at that table right there to my brothers, and you said, that's
my
table
brothers.
Full of fighting that.
Then we got a fight on our hands.
Then you got a problem. But if you're talking about the high school, you can say, well, don't even worry about it. You're not talking about anyone.
So do you think they made the right move to change it to the Fighting Raccoons? Or do you think it doesn't matter?
Sure. You know, it's just the way the world is now. It's all politically correct and all that stuff. If they call themselves the Fighting Coons, I don't think anyone, somebody will say something, but I wouldn't even bow down to it. And that's what it's a raccoon. You call raccoons that. Just like Forrest Gump said.
Mom used to take them off the porch with the broom.
Mike, yeah, it's like
Mike,
my brother.
Mike.
My brother actually used to go coon hunting.
Okay, and don't tense up when you say it. That's what they went to go do.
And he had coon dogs.
Oh,
that's what they were called. They're still called that.
Yes,
they
are.
Have you ever
and
gone,
he had
George?
The blue no, I never went with it because I was little. But
I've been.
He used to go all the time.
You've hunted coon?
Yes.
Out in Knox City. Yeah, you basically you let your dogs go. The dogs tree them, and you chase the dogs. And once the dog gets the coon treed, then you take him out.
Now, if you're in a car in West Dallas and you're saying the same thing, then it has a different connotation.
What do you? So you shoot the raccoon. Then what do you do with it?
Well, you used to get the money for their pelts.
Yeah, you make a Davy Crockett hat out of it. And pretend you're at the Alamo.
You used to go sell their pelts for about $15 or $20.
Really?
I don't know what they get now.
About the
same.
All right,
let's change the subject, man. We got to get the hot chicks couch going here.
Mike.
Okay. We got the great Gordo on it now. Maybe Gordo can serve as bait.
He is pretty hot.
Mike.
Hottest guy at the ticket, Gordon Key.
What about the mic?
Oh, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
All right, so we need hot chicks to come down here and sit.
Come on, girls. If you got big boobs, let me hear from you.
How about we send the great Gordo out with the wireless to scout some girls to come sit on the couch?
I don't know if any girls are here tonight.
Please welcome to the program the greatest of all known Gordos.
Hey, P1s.
Hey, P1s.
This is a big old sausage fest in here today.
Oh, there's a lot of women back there.
I don't think there are any.
No, they're here.
There's a woman right behind you, Gordo. See if she'll come sit on the couch.
There's a lot of helicopter dancing going on in here.
How you doing, ma'am? What's your name?
Tanya.
Tanya, you're very cute. Are you here with one of these guys here?
No, I actually work here. I'm just not working tonight.
How long ago were you hired?
This place opened one today.
Like a week
and a
half ago.
The place opened 3 hours ago, Gordon.
What does that say for us?
Well, come up here. I think the men want to see what you got going on up there. Come here.
Like where? Like in Frisco?
Look at that.
Please welcome to the couch, Tanya.
Look how happy her future babies are going to be. Have a seat right there.
Wow. That is a great
selection. Let's learn more about Tanya, Gordo.
Yes, let's do that. How old are you, Tanya?
I'm 38.
Whatever. You are not 38.
Single, so hello.
Hello.
How old are you, really?
38.
There's no way.
Let me see your driver's license. You have great skin.
I'll show you my license.
Really? What else will you show me?
That's it.
Okay, let me see your license.
You're 38?
Golly, there's no way she's
Yeah, no 38. One ever lies about... Up.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I know. That's what she. Well, she may have lied up to get this job. She may be 16 and thought, you know, she wants to be able to vote.
She overshot.
Okay.
I thought she was like 23.
What year?
I'll be darned. She is 38.
Wow. Boy, man. I thought.
Let's hear it again for Tony.
Yeah.
For being looking like that.
I thought black didn't crack. Hot damn.
Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. I'm trying to memorize an address.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
That's very impressive, Tanya.
Were you married at one time, Tanya?
I've never been married.
Why?
It's kind of odd. Why?
I don't know. I'm looking for the perfect one.
You're never going to find the perfect one. You need to settle.
Well, okay, then.
That's the key in marriage.
I'll try to do that.
Settling, yes.
Have you ever been on Teen Mom?
Oh, that is an odd
horrible
question.
some of these questions
just
may be sensitive in nature.
Now, your
up tops, those are real, aren't they?
Yes.
Wow, they are real lovely.
Now, did you inherit those?
They're huge.
It's all about the bra. Every girl knows that.
Yeah, I know, but so if you took off that bra, those things would be knee knockers.
Say that, but you know.
Are they double D or triple D?
Well, they call me Double Delicious in Vegas because that's where I used to work. So,
really? Hang on,
you've just heard a red flag.
What did you do in Vegas?
Red flag.
I'm sorry.
What did you do in Vegas? What was your job?
I worked at the Playboy Club at the Palms Hotel.
Okay. What'd you do there?
I was a blackjack dealer.
So you spread them.
The cards.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You are my whore.
Whoa. Hang on, Mike.
What kind of money does a blackjack dealer at the Playboy Club make in Vegas?
Shooping. Well, it's kind of a private club, so they make quite a bit.
You get good tips?
What was your best year?
Play the box. I would say 2 years ago, I had a celebrity, not going to name, come in and tip me.
Charlie Sheen.
Black? Was he black?
No.
How much did he tip?
Of course not. She said he tipped.
Hey.
That's funny.
I got it. How much was the tip?
several thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah?
But it's based on what you win, so, you know, I earned it.
Think you make your tips
about
here?
Everything,
what?
Haven't you?
Hey, I'm staring at her tips right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, now tell us what you made that year. Was that your best year?
No, that was my best tip.
What was your best year?
I can't say that.
Why not? Because you didn't report all your income.
IRS investigation.
Probably
six
not.
Figures? Six
well,
figures?
Well, let's just say that you did report your income. Now, what was that income that you would have reported, had you been honest?
Like he said, six figures at least.
What are you at least? Do?
Yeah.
So, like...
Might have been seven?
No way. No way.
But, like, above 200?
I'm not going to say that.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think you make guys or girls.
Mike, come on.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes.
And liked it?
Yeah,
like
wait, it? Hold on. Here we are. We're on to something here. You're 38, so of course you've done this.
Of course, yeah.
You've done everything with a girl.
Pretty much.
Oh, you have done just
you
about
done
everything.
Just about everything, haven't you?
Okay, you guys are going to get me fired from my job, and
yeah,
I haven't
come
even
on. She's got to work
on my
here.
First day.
You are protected by the broadcast laws of our nation.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you.
Hang it, Mike.
Calm down. We'll get
just
there, Mike.
Don't worry about
Mike.
That, Tanya. Have you ever been spanked romantically?
Yes.
And you like that, right? Just these big old black hands just
hey.
Smacking you right on your buttocks. Especially that right butt cheek.
You like guys that? In Frisco no, like that
odd.
How would it go? Yeah, just that big flip.
Now,
just make it shake. Make it clap.
Have you ever given birth to another human or expelled a fetus in any way?
Oh, my God. Should people
okay,
always be in the
all right, yeah, we need to, we
that's
a
legitimate
trouble.
Biographical question.
We don't want to get her in trouble.
No.
No, she, so you're not a mom?
No, I'm not a mom.
Should Pete Rose you're be good. In the Hall of Fame?
Emmett or Barry?
I couldn't hear his question.
It was, believe me, you're better
should
for
Pete
it.
Should Pete Rose be in the Hall yeah. of Fame?
So are those double D or triple D?
I've already
she
asked
told
that.
You double.
Yeah, we've already covered
okay.
that.
Have you ever accepted the indecent proposal?
No.
Would you?
I don't know.
Like for like $20?
No.
That's all I got.
Like I show up one night, maybe not here at Tailgaters because I think it's still illegal in Texas, but I offered you $1 million to sleep with me.
Well, I'm not in a relationship, so I can't really say yes.
Yeah, or it's like $200,000 a minute.
Do you like trying new snacks?
It's less than that.
All right, well, Tanya,
it
good
would
luck
figure
to
out
you.
To about $2 million a minute.
Tanya, good luck to you here at Tailgaters. Thanks for being on our hot chick's couch. We appreciate it.
Well deserved, Tanya. Well
yeah,
deserved.
She's
really, work, Tanya.
Really good looking for a 38-year-old.
Outstanding work.
Done a good job taking care of yourself.
You all right, George?
I'm fine.
Good big group.
652 good here Lord. On the ticket. More awesome roundtables are next.
In the Pro Bowl yesterday.
Ticket. Hello, everybody. Norm Hiskus here at Tailgaters with the next of the roundtables featuring Bob Sturm.
Hello.
Gordon Keith.
And I don't know that I'm supposed to be
Donovan
up here, actually.
Yes.
There you are.
I don't have
hey, Norm.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are.
I'm here.
Oh, yes. We're Tailgaters. This is on Warren Parkway, just east of the toll road. You get to Warren Parkway and the toll road in Frisco, go east.
Hey, guys.
Maybe 200 yards. And you're here at Tailgaters, come out and see us. There's a lively crowd here. I want to introduce a question for you guys.
Okay.
Obviously, Gordon will take this pretty much wherever he wants to, but I'll start to introduce the question anyway. In the United States, in markets that have multiple teams, do we have the most electric ownerships in the entire country?
Yes. Yes, we were... I always said we were very lucky to have Jerry Jones because he's such a human carnival, even though people love and hate him. And then we added Cuban to the mix, and that was just a whole other level of crazy we took ownership to.
And then we added Mr. Simpson and Mr. Davis,
right,
who literally transformed the face there. And now, in Mr. Gilardi, at least we're all really hopeful that he's got this club headed in the right direction. Looking around... You wonder, around America, do other cities look at our ownership, as aggressive as they are, as public as they are, and say, man, they're so lucky in Dallas-Fort Worth?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you got to start putting getting the prize with it, you know? I mean, it's one thing to have a really electric owner and everyone loves it, and, you know, you're on the outside looking in and say, man, I wish I had an owner like that. But you got to start producing.
Yeah.
You got to start bringing titles home.
I think there's a weird, you know, if you live here, you get familiar with them and they don't seem as threatening or anything like that. But I do think nationally it kind of fits the old Dallas persona. I think Jerry is kind of a personification of what people think Dallas is anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
The crazy maverick owner who's going to do whatever he wants and crush you in the process. And to a certain extent, Cuban fits that, but just seems like Jerry's picture fits a little bit more of what you might think of a Texas oil man who's got a lot of money.
Maybe, yeah, but what's maybe wrong
drives,
with that?
Maybe drives Boss Hogg's car. I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I said it fits the stereotype a little bit.
Absolutely. And what is sports? It's male soap operas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these guys have provided it to us.
They've Norm asked if other cities desire that sort of thing. Like, boy, they would love to get Jerry Jones in their city, and I don't know if that's the case.
No, yeah. they may be too busy hating him. But
yeah.
I guarantee you there's a part of them likes to see the passion of Cuban.
Oh, yeah. I think the passion of both of them is something that many people wish their owners had.
But if you're in another city, you don't talk about their owners, are you saying, see, we're not even talking about our owners? That's something that you shouldn't do. If you're talking about teams, maybe you need to talk about the players or something like that.
Yeah, it's...
I just think the perception outside maybe that they're maybe a little too maddening, that we shouldn't be talking about them. They're not the focus. The focus should be with what's going on the product, with what's going on the field.
Yeah, but you know what? Teams get good, and then they get bad, and then these guys are their constants.
We're so used to it around here that if they all sold the teams and went away and you had owners that were very, very quiet, then you might miss it because we're so used to it.
Well,
but
sure.
If you're out there and you don't have that.
And I'm answering, of course, from my perspective. It's great for me to have Nolan Ryan and Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban.
I swear, growing up, I had no idea who owned my teams. No idea. It did not matter to me. You know, I think on some level, it's when you're a kid, you just care who the players are. You don't even care who the coach is a lot of times, but certainly a general manager or an owner have no relevance in your head. But I also think, you know, Jerry certainly broke the mold on what an owner can be. And, anyone who follows after him, whether it be in that sport or another, is some derivative of what Jerry made famous. Hey, and then they justify, you know, even Tom Gilardi, who we don't know a whole lot about as a new Stars owner, but he looks at those guys and, you know, he's home watching the Stars play on his big screen, and he owns a team now, and now he can make a phone call to the GM and say, hey, shouldn't we do this with the team? And I don't know. It's certainly an interesting concept along the lines of be careful what you wish for, because when it goes right, you think, well, that's what drove us to a title as an obsessed owner.
Is Boston,
when it goes wrong, it's that, well, that's where we went wrong, is because he won't listen to his football men.
Is Boston the city that really should be envied around the country? The Bruins won. Here are the Patriots again. There are the Red Sox with two. There are the Celtics. There's a city whose owners have really put a lot of titles on the board.
Yeah, and who has the longest championship drought? The Patriots.
Yes.
Of the four. They've gone all the way since 2004 without a title. Everyone else has won since then. How crazy is that?
Well, let's see. If the Patriots win the weekend after next, all four major teams will have won their league since 2008.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's just stupid. That's unfair. Should not be allowed, Norm.
Is it unfair, or is it just plain awesome?
Well, it's certainly enough to make their fans extremely obnoxious.
All right.
Like they aren't down here.
In my deep heart of hearts, I root for Jerry Jones to win a couple more. Not the Cowboys to win a couple more. That's nice. But I want Jerry to win a couple more with picks that he's made as general manager and all that. I want Jerry to have vindication, because I am so tired of Jerry haters just because I'm tired of it. Not because I don't think they're right or anything like that. I'm just so tired of hearing it.
What about Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones Jr.?
No. Martellus had in his rap that he has Jerry, iPhone money and
Jerry Jones money. Yeah.
Jerry Jones money.
Yeah, I'm just so tired of hearing. I think it's time for Jerry Jones. Now, follow me on this. Jerry Jones, the owner, to fire. Wait, just follow me. Just follow me. Keep it straight. Okay, keep it straight in your mind. To fire Jerry Jones and the GM. I'm so tired of that point. And so if Jerry reels off a couple more, what will we say about him then? Well, it's a lot of that is what Jerry learned from Jimmy way back in the day is how he won
and it's
a
funny
couple more.
Because when you talk about players and you say Eli and Peyton, they're vindicated because they got their one. They got their ring. You can't say anything bad about them. They got their one. Dirk, he got his one ring. You can't say anything bad about him. Well, Jerry Jones has three.
Yeah.
And I know it's been a long time since he's got them, but he has three.
But so we the love way, to dismiss that.
The
we
way,
know better
the
than
way
him.
He ran things, and he's been running the things the same way since 89, he's won three championships.
True.
So why can't Jerry Jones just
but
why
look,
can't he sit back and fall back on his
card? Look at my business card. I'm a talk show host. That means I know more than he does.
Do you believe in the 10,000 hour rule?
No, I don't. I think that's a good thing to put in a book.
I kind of do believe in it.
Now, what's the 10,000 hour rule?
The idea
it could
that
also
that
be the 5,000 hour rule, the 15,000.
Like
rule.
After that, you have to
I
forget
don't know.
About it.
No,
or something
no.
Like
the 10,000 hour rule is basically any genius in his field had to practice 10,000 hours to perfect his craft.
Okay,
something along those lines. And I was talking about that with someone, and they said, man, Jerry's got to be getting close to 10,000 hours as a football GM.
Well, what is it? What is it? It counts as the working hours, though.
Yes, yes. Actual okay. hours perfecting your craft.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean, and that's misapplied here, it doesn't mean anyone could play the piano for 10,000 hours and they'll turn into the greatest piano player of all time. I think that's probably misapplied. It means, so it's kind of success-based research. Take people who've had success and look back and they spent 10,000 hours, which is one reason why maybe handing a former athlete a daytime talk show who's never done any hours of it may not work as well as someone who's been trying to practice radio for a long, long time.
But if you have a station that gets thrown on the air and these guys have no experience and in 1 year they're number one and they stay number one for a long period of time, they didn't put in 10,000 hours.
They did along the way.
But then you're saying that everyone's put in 10,000 hours.
I'm not saying it's my theory. I'm not saying it's an absolute. I'm saying it's an interesting one.
It's like Junior Miller. He calculated how many hours he's ridden his bike. He's very good at bike riding, by the way. You know that. And I think, I forget, it was, he thought, well, I must be around there. And I think it was like 2,000 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and he's 45.
Right.
He's
right.
In his 40s. And he does it a lot. And he hadn't gotten to that. So, if let's say you found out that Lance Armstrong won his first Tour de France and even the second Tour de France without ever riding that many hours. How does that fit into this?
Yeah.
What do? Well, we just discard that one and go to the next example that does fit the theory.
Yeah, and obviously it's, I mean, I don't know when Eddie Van Halen arrived as a guitar player and did it take him 10,000 hours to get to there, or I don't know.
Yeah, did Jimmy Johnson have 10,000 hours of NFL experience before he won his first NFL?
He probably had close to that of coaching experience, just not at that particular level.
Right.
So, but
and the owner thing. You're talking about wanting Jerry to win again. If Jerry pulls it off, this is a major coup, and he then
well, you
wins.
Want to talk about insufferable.
Well, let me take another guy.
Jerry will have a parade, and only I will attend it.
Is the guy with a chance to pull off the biggest coup, Mark Cuban? He had a championship team. He and his staff made an enormous decision to break down interpreting the new rules of the league. If he's able to put together a winner again, does Cuban not just leap off the pages of ownership in sports? Given that the rules changed entirely in the league, and he and his staff were the first ones in the brave new world.
Yeah. If you can do it with a totally different cast, that certainly speaks to, you know, that cancels out any premise that you rode one particular guy to do it with two different setups. That certainly validates everything
you
do.
So how much input does Cuban have in on the general managing of the team, even though he's
a massive amount.
Yeah,
okay. Massive amount.
Yeah.
Now, but he's not the decision maker, although he might be behind closed doors. He positions it as a three-man triangle of we all agree, or at least him and Donnie agree, or we don't do moves.
I guarantee you.
Whereas Jerry Cuban, says, I am
the guy. I guarantee you Cuban is the final decision maker.
Probably.
If there is something that Cuban feels very strong that he does not want to do, he doesn't do it.
Now, do you think he overrules Donnie, though? Donnie says,
yes.
This trade's a bad idea.
Yes, I do. Well, and I also think Jerry listens to those people who are around him. I think Jerry takes input. This idea we have about, Jerry doesn't listen to anyone. He doesn't listen to football guys. BS.
No.
I think he consults football guys more than most people do.
And I'm quite sure on day three of the draft, he's playing with his phone while the scouts pick guys in the fifth round. Yeah, I don't think anyone would say he's.
But it's all that cosmetic
solely
thing.
Doing moves on his own.
It's the cosmetic thing of, well, Jerry's named himself the guy, and Cuban's smart enough to have a few other people that he consults with and gives them the titles.
Takes a lot of guts to name yourself general manager, though, right?
I don't see what the big problem is with it. I really don't.
Well, there's no.
It's his
baby.
There's
a razor thin slice divider between that and naming yourself coach.
Like, you know what? I don't really have a problem with that either.
Okay, maybe you don't, but that would be the most insane story of all time if a owner named himself coach. But we've allowed ourselves to believe that naming yourself general manager isn't crazy?
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of things. Well, it's just the way it's always done. I mean, you just don't violate that. There's a system. We can't go against tradition. So Jerry Jones was a non-traditional owner. Mark Cuban's a non-traditional owner. We're seeing things change all the time in the world.
Right.
And we throw away tradition and we upgrade things.
The only problem is we've always operated under the idea that general manager or coach, both, could be fired for cause at any moment if enough moves go wrong. And if an owner names himself either, he can never be removed from his position until he dies, like Al Davis.
Right. And if he doesn't put, let the free market decide that. If he doesn't put a product on the field that people want to consume, it'll eventually die off, and he won't have any money.
It'll eventually die with death, right?
No, but I mean, shouldn't the business die? If Jerry is not putting a decent enough Cowboys team out there, and everyone's just kind of lost interest in it, but that hasn't happened.
No.
He's kept us.
No,
he built us a great new stadium.
There's no question, and the NBC numbers are unreal. NBC started doing Sunday Night Football in approximately what year, Norm? 05, maybe? Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, 6-7 years ago.
It hasn't been that long.
Something like that, yeah.
So, from 05 till now, the Cowboys have won very, very little in the postseason. One game, which I think ranks them about 25th in the NFL. And of the NBC broadcasts, they have played in all six of the top six broadcasts in NBC's history.
How weird is that?
All six of them.
How weird is that?
So, you know, when you just talk about brand loyalty and brand interest,
the
Dallas Cowboys are so far off the charts, it's not even funny.
They have an incredibly valuable brand, and I think Jerry has only added to that brand, or at least furthered it, in the sense of they are compelling.
Yes.
Even
there's
if you
no
hate
question.
Jerry Jones, and he's the J.R. Ewing of sports, he makes
much
it
like,
compelling.
Much like the Yankees during Steinbrenner's life versus the Yankees post-Steinbrenner, they're still the Yankees. They're still very valuable, but it doesn't have that same edge to it now that George is no longer with us.
I agree. Good discussion, lads. Good discussion. Let's clear the way of tailgaters for the next round trip group next on the table.
Round table.
Me? Are we on?
Yep.
It is.
This would be you.
Thank you. It is 7:21 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is Guys Night Out, live from Tailgaters in Frisco, right off the tollway in Warren Parkway, just to the east, about a quarter mile or so. Come visit us. It's day one of Tailgaters. They've done a pretty good job of, I wish you guys would have been here when we rolled in at about, whatever, 2:45.
Still setting up?
Oh my. You could say that.
They did a great job.
Dude,
it was
great and set up.
It's a nice place.
There was like a competition to see who was going to be not ready first, the Ticket or Tailgaters.
Yes, there's no doubt.
For this big remote.
We're perfect for this remote.
They won. They beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did beat us.
Yeah, they were less ready than we.
First day at their studio is a lot better than the first day at our studio.
This looked like our Sunday. and how bad that was.
Was that bad?
I wouldn't know. No, it was great.
Huh. Bad.
But they pulled it together at Tailgater, so come on out. Plenty of beer, plenty of grub. You the chef's back there cooking.
All right, let's get some chicks on the hot chicks couch.
We got one right here.
I'm
let's
trying to
this
set
one.
This up, okay? Can you chill
yeah,
out?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some
drive.
Chicks on the hot chicks couch. Come on. Let's go.
Let's talk engineering issues.
Sit.
Yeah, I've had trouble.
Let's say you have an urgent engineering issue.
Have you guys had?
What is the proper response?
Here,
A,
right,
the engineer immediately runs to go fix the problem. B, gives you cow eyes.
Cow eyes. Talk to this lady, Gordon.
Okay.
Hi, madam.
I've met this girl, as a matter of fact. I just met her. Her name is Lainey. Is
Thank
that right?
You.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lainey.
See, I got it right.
Are you Lainey Day for ticket stock?
No, that's Rainy.
But
that's
no,
Rainy.
I'm Lainey.
Oh, this is the Japanese version.
Yeah, somebody else going Rainy Day.
And if you could nail any one of the ticket guys, who would it be?
You.
Oh, no. Ooh. He knew the answer.
Oh, such him. A setup.
Yes, yeah. I just met her. And
such a setup. That was a question me. You asked
Wait,
off the air.
I'm going to switch places.
No, 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 no. This is Sherry, who's also a good P1 of ours.
Yeah, we know Sherry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Sherry.
And Lainey has her arm around you, which I'm kind of digging this. The three of us on a couch here.
Arm on my boob. What? I've got my arm on her boob.
Well, you do? Oh, look at that.
Whoa. That is lesrific.
Wait. Oh, God. What is that word?
What?
Completely legal term to describe lesbians.
I don't know about that.
All right, Lainey, have you ever kissed a girl?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes.
What are you, gay?
No.
Gosh.
See, this is the great, this is the wonderful thing about women.
I bet you
women,
on this one, too.
Women can sleep with other women semi-regularly, but they're not even bi.
Yes.
I mean, what are you talking about?
That's right.
I'm bi? What are you, what?
I just did
we
it.
We all enjoy that touch of Sappho.
Boy, that is a year one reference right
it is,
there.
Oh, God.
You're sticking me to death.
Oh, God. God almighty, Gordo, you're sticking me to death. Now give me your touch of Sappho.
Lainey, are you married? Lainey? Lainey, look at me. Lainey, are you married?
Almost.
Yeah, she's here with a guy who
Uh-oh.
Uses the F word more than any other human being I've ever met.
No, really?
Shouldn't do that.
He said two sentences to me, and I would say...
Littered with
which? F-bombs. Where is he? Which
there,
guy?
There were 24 words in the
that
two
guy?
Sentences, and I would say about 20 of them were F-bombs. He would put them back to back somehow. He was inventing parts of speech for the F-word. It was great. All right, Lainey. Hey. Now, this. How many different women have you done stuff with?
I have never slept with anyone. You asked me if I kissed any.
That's what I'm asking. Done stuff with?
Two.
Two. And when was the last one? In a few years? When was the last time?
Random.
You rammed them?
Isn't that great?
God.
Do you have like a large...
I wanted to talk Super Bowl.
Large silicone vibrating fist at home?
What?
Not yet.
Oh, that's after you get married.
Because George
You'll
has like
that.
A closet
Don't
of them.
Bring me into
And
this.
I keep telling him, dude, you need to hose those
I
things down and sell them at a garage sale.
I was told we were going to talk Super Bowl 46 during
the
segment.
When did she get divorced the first time?
When did you get divorced the first time?
I'm sorry?
When did you get divorced the first time?
About 22 years ago.
Second.
Oh.
What about the second time?
You don't know me.
You've been married twice, right?
Four times.
It's okay.
Oh, you've
it's
been
okay.
married more than twice, right?
No.
Just
How many
twice.
Times have you been married? It's okay. You're
two, but why do you know that?
The boyfriend is about to charge the mound.
No, he's not. Right here? Really?
Yeah.
I'm about to charge the mound.
No,
I think.
You'd be the pitcher.
All right, we were talking about your mound, Lainey. Now, you said that you've messed around with two different girls.
I what?
You've messed around with two different girls.
Oh, God, give her a headset,
yes.
Somebody.
Would you like to make it three?
Mike's offering to be your next girl.
I'm very smooth down there.
All right, should we dare ask Sherry some of these questions?
Ask me.
Okay. Have
ask,
you ever?
Ask
have
me.
You ever? Sherry's a little country. That's great.
Go ahead and ask me.
Why did I turn to Junior when I said that?
I don't know.
No idea. It was very weird. I got confused. All right. Sherry, have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes.
Oh.
Have you ever done more than that?
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
Lesrific.
How old?
Have you ever?
6132 North Carolina right now.
Have you ever had mind-blowing Grex with a girl?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
What's it like?
Gross.
So soft. Have you ever done like an all night? Oh my gosh! Did you?
Yes, she said.
What did she do?
She said the W word. I guess word is a W
what?
Word.
Okay, you know
wet.
Corby. Corby.
What?
Can you ever just dance around anything?
How did you learn no dance moves in broadcasting school?
I'm sorry, did you say wet? Sorry, Sherry.
Anyway. All right, should I stop asking Sherry questions? Are we going to get in trouble?
No, ask her how old she was when this happened.
How old were you with your first girl?
15.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. Man.
15?
She's trying to be funny here. Let's just say it's 18. Let's just go ahead and just say it's 18. All right? All right. And
15.
How old were you with your last girl?
The age I am now.
11.
Wow.
The age I am now. Huh.
Are you?
And she just had a birthday yesterday, so this is very recent.
Are you a...
And you know, Sherry's got a great body. She is a belly dancer, I believe. Is that not right?
That's correct.
Am I not allowed to say that?
No, you're fine.
So is she right. Is she full-on trisexual?
Try.
You'll try anything, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, this is so great. Oh,
wow.
Would you sleep with a talk show host on the first night?
Depends on which one.
Say that it was kind of a guy that looked like me.
Oh,
gross.
Of course.
Gross.
You would?
Yeah, why not?
That's so gross.
You would tonight.
Why would
with
you ever
me?
Want to hear
Absolutely.
Gordon's
Absolutely. You know, there's a hotel.
There is a hotel right over there.
Great.
Lainey, you want to join us?
Awesome. We're airing this.
You want to go to a hotel with me tonight?
That's
Come on,
yes.
lose the doucher over there.
Oh, gosh. Now he's
Look
really...
at her blushing.
See, that's a
Look
yes.
At that blushing.
You know
if
what?
If Lainey doesn't, I have one that will.
You
have another
one?
Girl that will like, join us.
What do you mean you have one? Like tied up Pulp Fiction style right now?
She's got the orange ball gag
right.
in her mouth.
Yeah,
and,
is she out in the trunk?
Hey, Mike. Why does that come so readily to mind for Mike?
It's got
to
be time for a ticker.
Women in trunks.
What do you think about this, George?
All right.
I hate... Gordon's sex talk. It's just beating. Like you'd want to hear a microphone in Gordon's bedroom some night. This is what this is.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
See, that's what you'd get.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
Go ahead.
It is gross.
Go ahead, you two.
Tell me more, Gordon.
Go ahead. I'm just going to watch you two right
oh,
now.
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's only one thing left for anybody to do, and that's
Uh-oh.
For you two to kiss.
That's a nice way to cap the evening. Good idea.
You can kiss. Just close mouth. On the mouth.
Hey, she's engaged.
Yeah.
She said she's almost engaged.
And it's like her fifth marriage, so it doesn't
Believe me,
count.
That guy's going to... His heart's going to explode due to coke usage tonight. it's not going to happen. That wedding's not coming off.
God, look at everybody.
Yes, yeah. You're supposed to kiss.
Yeah.
Lainey will do it.
I'll do it.
No camera.
Yeah.
No camera. No camera. Well. We got to respect the no camera.
Awesome.
Goodness, that was... Lainey was putting a little wet lip into that. That was nice.
Jeez, sorry.
Look at George blushing. Oh, George just grabbed a throw pillow and put it on his lap. What are you doing?
Why were people booing? What do they want?
They want more.
You want a dry hump?
God, Corby.
Well, now
Corby,
that you
listen.
Mention it.
All right,
Mike.
7:30 ticker. Let's
Mike, will you come over here and dry hump one of these ladies?
No, I won't.
God, these jeans are chafy.
That's the only kind of hump Mike can do these days.
You're down there just, on the couch with him. You do it.
It's just dry.
Oh,
it's all so dry.
Awesome.
This oil derrick is barren now.
Okay.
If you touch it long enough, it'll spit a cloud of dust 20 feet into the air.
And we'll end on that high.
Come on,
George. Another ticket.
All right. Guys' night out. It is 7:40. Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. We are live from Guys' Night Out.
Yeah.
The tailgaters in Frisco. I wonder what that means. You mean the girls have really nice tails? Is that the case?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Anyway, we are here on the next to the last round table with Norm.
Hello.
Bob.
Hello.
Dan.
Hello.
And Gordon.
Hello.
Now, this is actually the noon mix that we have here right now, plus Gordon. And we all know how riveting that is every day.
Yes.
Must listen. Because Norm will have a lot of notes. So, Norm.
Well, it's always bad because now. We are promoting what we have on our show. So maybe we should let Norm promote ahead to his show.
Yeah. We never get an opportunity to hear what
we're
you're
just not
have
good
on
at.
Show.
Now, that mix with Norm in the morning show.
Gold.
That is top 10 worthy every night.
I don't think you ever even hear it.
I certainly do. I love when
you.
When
you wake up at 11?
10.
See, that's what I'm saying. You missed our show.
But I record it.
Used to be a P1 of our show.
I did. Then I, you know, had kids and got soft. I lost my edge. But I do like the Echo Gordo. Norm Echo. As he's saying what's... So I've heard it occasionally. I get up occasionally for an early meeting.
How does Echo Norm work?
Don't you know?
I say something... And Gordo says the same thing right after me.
There's several
it's
different
wonderful.
Things that I do. There's, I love complete the sentence, Norm. That's my favorite.
And
Norm will say something. And
would
you
agree, Norm? Would you also call it your favorite?
Norm hates me.
Norm learned long enough,
Norm
though, not
Gordon.
To admit
it. Has hated you for so long.
I love Gordon. Now, Norm and I actually like each other very much. People think we're enemies, but we're not.
But now, it wasn't like that at first, right?
No, we had conflict at first.
Yeah,
but you know what? We got it out the first day.
Okay.
We had our
who have discussion. You not been yeah. enemies with at the ticket, though?
Been enemies with?
Just in even if it's a small thing. I remember we used to go over the times or the amount of people who have actually thrown things at you or physically assaulted you in some
right.
way. I can remember when it was about to be the throwdown at Maple with the Big Bone Morning Show and the Musers. One
I think that may have been more junior. That was
no,
not
that
me.
That was you that started it.
That was when you did your Bill Clinton.
But it was...
Clinton.
It was directed... You had a statement directed at Humble on the air. And he went in and flipped off Junior while he was doing a live spot.
Yeah.
And that's when it was about to go.
And Junior charged out of our studio.
Into our studio.
Went into that and got in Humble Billy's face.
What did he say?
Junior lost it.
He told him if...
Read in the riot act.
He told him if you ever come in here while I'm doing a live spot again, that it's on. And we thought...
Like they're going to fight.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be on right then and there. I thought it was going to be a big fight right there.
Hey, and Junior was right on that. You don't bust into somebody's studio while they're on the air and flip them off. That's what Humble Billy did.
Well, he was doing.
He came into our studio while we're on the air and like double birded Junior.
I'm gonna take the defense a little
juvenile
bit.
Juvenile is that?
How old is everybody?
But hold on, you guys. We went to break. He didn't know you guys. He didn't know he was doing a live spot. You guys went to break. So that's when he went in there and did that. But you said that he was over at the phone killing ratings, and that, you know, he didn't appreciate that.
Doesn't sound very
he should appreciate the...
Oh, come on.
What about the Any Pub is Good Pub?
That's why he flipped off Junior?
Yeah.
God.
He was working really hard, man, trying to keep the bone afloat.
I kill ratings all the time. You don't see me charging into people's studios.
I would like to say we, from noon to three, appreciate any time the morning show wants to mention us to their huge audience, right? I mean, anything you want to say. We like it.
The fact that we
thank
exist.
You, Dan.
You want to bag on us? Please do it.
It was just an offhanded comment about Humble Billy.
That he's killing ratings.
Like killing it.
Maybe
yeah,
that
that's
means
good, right?
No, no,
he's good.
No,
he's
no,
killing
no,
it.
No, 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 no. You didn't mean it like that. You put the G at the
but
end.
But still.
Killing.
So, Donovan, that's worthy, though, of a fight?
No, I'm not saying that.
You just took up for Humble Billy.
No, I took up for him saying that he thought they were in break.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't bust in there while they
doesn't,
were in
the air.
That's what he said afterwards, but I don't know about that.
He knew you guys were in break.
And then Junior was going to punch him? Like, what if Billy said, okay, let's do it. Let's solve this right now.
That would have been the
outside.
Worst fight ever.
And they roll up their sleeves.
It's the worst fight ever. It's Junior and Humble.
We get the flagpole.
Junior was mad enough to do something about it. He would have.
They would have fought like Napoleon Dynamite and his brother.
Yep. I think Junior can fight.
Doesn't it all start with Humble Billy's 200-square-foot cubicle that he had?
That was a bad idea.
Yeah,
I told him that was
ridiculous.
I told him that was a bad idea from the start, but he didn't listen to me. And then he had our picture up right there. It's like, no, don't do that. That's not right.
All right, this is my
hype. That's a thing, and I don't think a lot of people at the Ticket realize this, that the Ticket is a different culture than most other radio. I only hear about it from people, you talk to other people who are in radio, but yeah, they're in other stations and other markets. It is this big dog and pony show, morning show, that has big pictures of themselves hanging up there in the big 300-square-foot cubicles, and the Ticket never started that way, and that's why we're not that way now.
So you think Junior was mad enough to actually punch out Humble?
Yeah.
And you think he could do that anyway?
Who would win that fight?
Junior Miller. Junior Miller is fit.
He is.
The guy lifts weights. He's got muscle. He looks, his TV appearance he looked very thin. But
so what if we all had a big rumble? Who do you think will win that? We're all against each other.
We'd all be tired in like 5 seconds.
There's no way I'd win that.
You probably have some kind of secret things we don't know about.
Like a gun?
You'd have a gun.
Yeah, a gun, a knife, switchblade.
You'd have a psychological advantage.
You definitely have a psychological advantage because every white guy, Bob was the one that told me this. Bob says there's such a thing as black strength.
And how does that work?
Except I think he called it strength.
Strength?
Yeah.
With two F's at the end?
Yeah.
You have some strength. Like some scrimp?
Yeah, your psychological advantage of just...
Like how?
Just vaguely looking like Kimbo Slice. Yeah, with the beard.
I don't look a thing like Kimbo Slice.
And the beard, yeah, and the bald head.
You've probably been
in
fights in the yard at some point.
I just rip off my clothes and have my prison outfit underneath.
All right. Fight hypothetical. Who would you fight? You have to fight one.
Norm. I'll take Norm.
Oh, no, hold on.
See, I wouldn't want Norm to grab a hold of me. I think he has that.
You think
Norm has strength,
he has that old
like a bear.
He has that
Norm
old
has
man strength.
Chimp strength.
Plus, let me warn you, at my age, I will fight dirty.
He got a hold to
you have nothing to lose.
Norm, you would rip off a guy's nuts, wouldn't you?
Wow.
And put him on.
You just said that you would, right?
Like Kobayashi.
I will fight dirty.
Right. You would grab a man. You would grab a man's scrotum and squeeze.
What's he trying to do to me?
He's trying to fight you. He's trying to give
you an autograph.
He's trying to wrestle away your big board.
Yeah, he's trying to take your cane.
You're on your way to New York for the draft.
He's trying to take your draft job.
He walks up and give me your big board.
Norm's like,
can I cane this fella?
He rips his shirt.
No.
I'm not allowed to use the cane?
No.
Okay.
You can only fight with your hands.
I would love someone trying to get that nose big board. Take anything you want. Just don't take
you
the
think,
big
you
board.
You think today's iPad youth can identify with Norm's big board?
Oh, my gosh.
So who would I want to fight? Like if I had to pick one of you guys where I knew I would win the fight.
No.
Oh, okay.
My hypothetical is you have to fight one of these guys. Do you fight Lamar Odom?
Okay.
Or Delonte West?
I fight Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have much fighting in these days.
Right.
No, he's clearly bigger, stronger, a little darker.
Delonte West just...
What?
No, he wouldn't stop. There's no way I'd fight Delonte West.
He's like a little badger, isn't he?
Dude, there's no way.
Don't badgers fight? Yeah. You don't want to fight a badger, do you?
No, honey badger don't care.
All right, Lamar Odom or Dirk?
I've had to fight one, Dirk. I
Germans
Dirk.
Don't give up until the very end.
I'd probably still fight Dirk.
Dirk?
Why is Norm laughing?
Why Lamar Odom?
Because I remember
we just called Lamar
when I graduated
Odom.
High school, Lamar. The Germans finally surrendered.
Lamar or Delonte? Dude, I would not fight Delonte West.
No, me neither.
So Lamar or Dirk, though?
The way he rapped about that chicken, he's serious.
Oh, my.
He did.
Distance.
Why?
What did he say about a chicken?
I can say anything, dude. It's one of the...
We fear his black strength. He can say anything.
Okay, right. Man, just don't beat me up.
Jerry Jones or Nolan Ryan?
Jerry Jones.
You'd fight Jerry?
Dude, Nolan would kill me.
Would he?
Nolan,
yes.
I know that no one likes to say it.
Do it.
Nolan doesn't look like he... quite like he did when he... punch that guy in the face when he had the old Ventura.
Dude, Nolan would get a hold of
him. He's a bit older.
Don't you think he's been using that reputation for like 20 years?
Yeah, I do. And somehow, because he punched that guy in the face
one
and looked like a badass, and there's also the picture of when he got hit, remember, and he had the bloody nose, and he's still,
but once
still
he
pitching.
Gets,
don't mess with
once
Texas.
Once he gets a hold of you,
all that gave him enough cred that he can now walk around with a side of beef around his midsection and no one says anything. That's how badass Nolan is.
Yeah, he is.
He enjoys his own product. That Nolan Ryan beef, half of it gets shipped to Nolan's house.
He ate all those hot dogs he's grilling on the commercial.
You damn straight, and he deserves
it. About 35,000.
He deserves it.
Rank the local general managers in order of toughness in a fight. Joe Noondyke is number one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
Noondyke
number one.
Jerry is last.
Cuban is young.
It's Donnie
younger.
Nelson.
Boy,
the,
we call it Cuban or Donnie.
The Jerry-John Daniels semifinal would be entertaining.
John Daniels can't fight.
He's an Ivy League guy.
Yeah, but Jerry.
But Jerry's 90.
And then Donnie and Joe Noondyke
Jerry
in the other
has,
bracket.
Jerry may have wildcatter strength.
On the other hand, John
yeah,
Daniels would have a plan.
JD over Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, John Daniels.
No, no, no. Let me fight JD instead.
Instead of Jerry?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, let, like he said, Jerry has this little... But he's got some Arkansas thing going on. I don't know.
He would revert back to his feral Arkansas roots.
But don't you know how many miles on those tires?
Doesn't matter.
He's like he's lived. He fight like Smithers.
John Daniels. Hear the open bell and
did
just,
you see him?
Wait a minute, he
can do like backflip across the field. Like just a year or two.
No, that's CGI.
Hey, Bob, he would make way below. Swing like the cartoon.
It wasn't Smithers, Mr. Burns, right?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Burns. Yeah. Smithers was his assistant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Smithers, punch. Take my hand and punch him.
What was the one? Help me out. Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes.
All right, you guys. Come on.
All right, that's the round table. Bob killed the round table,
I
so
totally
up next
did.
Is the next round table from Tailgaters in Frisco, Guys Night Out. Come on.
Me?
And the ticket.
So wonderful. All right.
All right.
You know what time it is, don't you, P1? You know, you don't even need me to tell
check,
you.
Check one,
all the have. But it's 8 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Guys Night Out, the first one of 2012, is occurring in Frisco right now at Tailgaters, brand new facility.
Gators.
Look at this.
Gators.
Their engineer got 28 TVs in here, and every single one of them are working.
Gators. Today they deliver these TVs.
It is amazing.
When we got here, none of these TVs were up.
Not one.
Not one.
They didn't have a bottle of booze. They had no beer. They hired waitresses at 2 o'clock. There was a line. And look
they
at them
They didn't
now.
Even have paint on these walls.
No.
They pulled it off. They did it.
It's a great place. What a great
Whoever
opening
was
day.
Whoever was in charge of this whole project sounds like he was really good at delegating.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The ticket.
It's 888-787-1310. That's our brand new toll-free number. From anywhere in America.
No longer 214-787-1310.
No.
888.
Did you guys hear the explanation for that?
No.
Okay, yes. I was given
an
explanation.
It doesn't make
I've
any
had
sense.
An explanation.
And it sounded
there.
Like such weird magic that they were explaining. They said, this is what I was told, the reason we can't have a 214 area code number anymore, even though we're in physically located in the 214 area code, is because there's no copper wiring in the building, and you have to have copper wiring to have a 214 area code. That's what I was told today, and I just bought it.
Yeah, I what are you going to argue?
I have nothing to argue against it, so I just said to
so
say,
all the
okay.
copper wiring's been stolen?
No.
It's not like the wire.
It's digital.
They didn't put it in the building because they went with, I don't know, maybe fiber optics, something more high-tech.
Some new technology that everyone's going to now. Apparently new buildings like this won't have copper wiring.
The one thing I do like about this building, and you guys probably see this in the morning when you show up, which, by the way...
I mean, it's like gossip. It's like
grade
school gossip.
Call,
yeah,
man.
There was a unicorn they spotted in the building, so they can't go to 214 area code. Okay,
oh,
all right. Well, thanks for telling me.
What a all great right. unicorn.
Now, on to more important stuff. What are we supposed to call him?
Mike. Hawkeye. That is his birth name. His mama
that
called
is
him
not
Hawkeye.
His name is Mark.
Yes, Mark Lewis.
Yes.
Even that.
His name is not Hawkeye.
Yeah.
His name is Mark.
His real name,
oh, Hawkeye.
But he's fine with Mark.
He told me that Mark was dead. He wanted to be called Hawkeye.
Whatever he wants to be called, call him that, because he's a nice guy.
Well, what do you call Kid Kranick
Although
when
I think
you see him?
Kid?
You call him Kid.
I call him Dave half the time.
I mean, it's a terrible nickname, let's face it.
Dave
awful.
Is a terrible nickname?
What do you
for
call
Kid?
Ron Chapman?
Not Ralph.
Dead?
He's dead.
He died.
No, he's not.
No, he isn't.
No, I didn't
Chapman.
Hear that.
He is winning is what he's doing.
Is he still working?
I don't think so. Maybe
no,
consulting, maybe? Maybe consulting?
He's doing whatever he wants to do, and good for him.
And winning.
Yes.
Do you think he had a good run?
Oh, my gosh.
We should all be
wow.
so lucky.
The most awesome run anybody has ever had.
How long was it? 60s to aughts, so 40 years?
Yeah.
Let's see about that.
Early
Although
60s?
Kid Craddock's starting to infringe on that a little bit. You know who else is?
Who?
The Little Ticket.
Terry Dorsey.
Okay. Yeah, we had
what about Hal Jay?
Yeah, him too.
When did they get to town? Late 70s?
Who, Terry Dorsey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, early 80s. Right?
Well, he may have been in he was in Houston, right?
And then no, he was at K-Plex for a long time before he went to KSC.
Flexing your Plex. Oh.
Yeah, when you were flexing your Plex. Yeah.
What about the Ninja with their characters Bo and Jim?
What about Magic 102.9 that had the little magician's glove that put the needle on the record? Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
That little white glove that...
Magic 102.9, K-Love.
No. It's not 8.7.
K-V-I-L.
So will you guys listen to the Chloe show? And are they a threat to Bob and Dan?
Why don't we... All right, Giorgio, right?
What?
Put this down on the Muser to-do list.
Okay.
Lamar Odom walking down and getting on the air with us in the morning. Or Chloe, either one of them.
Chloe can't do it. Gordo.
Lamar Odom doesn't even want to walk down and go to play basketball. Why would he want to come down and be on our show?
Well, because it's halfway to the arena. Maybe he'd feel
Meet
better about
halfway.
Stopping. Yeah.
Chloe is contractually bound to be on Mix now, so you can't be on anybody's radio station.
Yeah, we better watch out. Cuban apparently was listening to the show today.
I can't believe you guys were ripping Lamar Odom today.
I know. What are y'all doing?
How could we possibly do that? He's been so great here.
I know.
Hey, Cubes, don't listen to the hard line, man.
It just, wasn't the hard line,
man,
it was a round table.
They're just super gay, man. Just
yeah, how could you say anything positive about Lamar Odom?
I don't know. Because, look.
It's very odd for Mark to show thin skin. It's very unusual.
Wait a minute.
I think that's more common in the past year than it is.
What? Oh, I see. I get it. Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, call the hotline. Oh, wait. You can't call our hotline right now.
Yeah, we're working that bug out.
Maybe we'll call
We don't have a hotline?
No. Well, we have one. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Mm.
The Trinity River Project will be done before we get a working hotline.
At least the producer can talk to us in our ear, right?
No.
Don't worry about it.
That's kind of a bonus, but no.
Hmm.
No.
I was going to take the wireless out tomorrow, out about Victory Plaza.
No.
We tried it this morning.
No. It'll work upstairs around the office.
Yeah?
Part of the office.
Some of it.
Oh, yeah, you can take it to the other side of the table and talk to Mike.
Come on.
What's your name?
Hi, Corby.
There's a lot of moving parts, and not all of them have fallen into place, but that's okay.
But tickets, they're working hard, right?
But it will be great,
forward.
Though. Once we can get out to that
I
plaza,
agree.
It's going to be great.
And I
love it down there.
And I want to be able to broadcast down there right on the plaza. That's the most exciting thing about it. Just walk down there, flip the switch, and
Game
go.
Game nights for you guys is
yes,
going to be great.
Yes, concerts.
Yeah, concerts.
Yes.
Why not have, don't you think an artist would be able to go up there after
up
their
there.
Sound check?
Like Sasso?
Yeah.
Sasso.
Unbelievable.
He said an artist.
The one artist that you know... that isn't named Van Gogh, is Sasso.
No, he's our most famous local artist. So
he's not local. Right. He lives in L.A. now.
If there's an artist most likely to visit the Hardline, it's Sasso.
It sure is.
Did Sasso do all those murals like in Deep Ellum
and
stuff?
Yeah, he did a few. Yeah. He did a few.
Sasso. Did he
by
go
way,
by Sasso?
Yes.
One name?
Yes.
By the way, you know who's opening for Van Halen?
No.
Sasso.
Hang on. Nickelback?
Chickenfoot.
Seether?
No.
Chickenfoot. That one still cracks me up.
Who?
That would be the great Mike Reiner and Petty Theft.
Wait a minute. I want to guess this. Is it a newer band or an older band?
It's an older band.
Were they as big as Van Halen ever?
No.
70s or 80s?
Who was that?
80s.
Hmm.
More 80s than 70s.
Winger.
Foreigner.
Spandau Ballet.
Nelson.
No.
The Twins.
No.
Gunnar and Gunther.
No.
What were the two Nelson twins' names?
Give me Rumor and Give Scout. Me a lead singer's name. First name.
Sebastian.
I believe it's William.
William D. Tate?
I don't know who. Tell us.
Striper?
No.
You've never heard of them. They just formed.
Who is it?
Cool and the Gang.
Shut up.
Really?
That's an odd mix.
I've seen Van Halen.
Watch.
Very odd mix.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How do you know that? How do you have this information?
That's the weirdest, dumbest thing I've ever heard. Cool
in
the Gang.
In this stuff.
Has it been announced?
I'm not sure.
I just did.
are you guys,
Cool just called me.
I heard you guys talking about Van Halen the other day when you played.
I'm going.
You're going?
Yes.
I may go. I saw him with David Lee Roth.
They'll break up after the second show.
Oh my gosh. Did you saw him 5 years ago or back in the
80s? No, wait, 81 or 2. Yes.
They can't
so like all the greatest rock shows. Yeah,
the tour won't even make it here.
No. It will be two shows in, and they'll break up.
No. It is all selling out and selling out quick.
It doesn't matter. They can't stand each other.
They did a full tour of Gordon 4 years ago. When all across the United States.
I don't know about that.
That was them. This is now.
When are they making it here? When is it?
May, I believe. May or June.
I'm in.
I want to go because I've never seen them.
I finally got good parking.
It's not
right.
Van Halen without Michael Anthony.
Yeah, it's going to be double AC,
right? It's a bass player. That doesn't matter.
I think they're playing tailgaters.
He was a huge vocal presence for that band.
See, I didn't think it was Van Halen after David Lee Roth left. To me, that was not Van Halen.
Michael, the backing vocals of Van Halen is Michael Anthony.
True.
Now it's Wolfgang Van Halen.
I had such a hard time adopting Sammy Hagar as Eric.
They had some good stuff with Sammy Hagar.
But it was just it was a different band.
Their best stuff was with Sammy Hagar.
Whoa, you're an idiot. You're drunk.
Crazy. Nope. They had like two good songs. Best, right now.
Their best stuff
and,
was with him.
I still pleasure myself to Summer Nights.
No.
Right Now is a good song.
Right Now is a great song.
Overdone, but it was great. It's good. It's genius, and it's a claim that cannot be fact-checked at all.
But what else was good with Sammy besides Right Now?
He didn't know one song.
Best of Both Worlds?
Oh, terrible.
Summer Nights? What about...
And that's probably it for Guys Night Out. Up next, the Ticket Top 10.